WRWB 489, and we're standing by.
WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
Good morning. This is WRWB 489.
What a beautiful Monday morning. Looks like the rains have subsided.
Until Tuesday and Wednesday.
We're doubling the rainy season.
Yep, it sure is. Getting early starts for work this morning?
Yes, sir. Hang on, Matt. Yes, an early start, indeed.
Yeah, copy that.
Having a little bagel on the way to work here.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, I got those in the cupboard room pantry. My wife will buy those cinnamon raisin ones.
I like the plain ones with cream cheese or butter, you know, toasted. Blenders, I keep them in the refrigerator, and they're pretty good to have in the morning.
Yeah, Blenders, yeah. I like their onion bagels.
I remember having them as a kid, but I don't remember who made them back then in the 70s. I don't think the name would dawn on me, but they're pretty good.
Yeah, copy.
I got an impatient driver behind me here.
Oh, gotta love them. Then it gets to the point where they're like, they're tailgating you. And then, of course, they can't wait for the first opportunity to just speed around you.
Yeah, they turned off, so. But, yeah, they're climbing up on the bumper pretty good there.
Watching this movie right now. It's called Fetter, one of those Stephen King movies.
You're talking too light, Mike.
I said I'm watching one of these movies right now. It's called Fetter by Stephen King.
Oh, I think I know which that one is. I know they've been playing the heck out of the Friday the 13th, and there's like 15 of them or something, and then Halloween, of course. It, Poltergeist, I've seen The Exorcist. There's been a lot of those movies on all month here.
Yeah, IFC's been playing a lot of them.
I haven't paid attention to what channels they were. There's actually two or three channels that seem to almost consistently be doing it. It's on cable 36, I think, 73 or 74. And then sometime 76, so whatever channel those are.
76 is BBC, 74 is IFC, and I forgot the other one.
Okay, well, who's your cable provider?
The same one you have. Wow.
shouldn't say that out loud here. They're going to call our cable provider and tell them we're using their cable for antenna wire.
Well, like I tell people, you know, they set it up that way, so I figured I'd just use the loophole that they provided. And it's not like I'm not paying for service. I am. I'm paying for the service. Just, you know, it is what it is.
Hey, you got the line coming into your house, you pay for the internet, you get what you get.
Yeah, the only one that doesn't allow you to do that is Comcast. They have a block on everything. You have to have a box.
Say that again, Mike. I'm sorry. Have a hard time hearing you this morning with the cabin noise.
Yeah, this is Comcast. They have a block on everything, so you have to have rented equipment to receive television.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. Comcast, I think they've been a ripoff for a long, long time. They're all ripoffs.
Essentially, they are, but, you know, Comcast seems to be the worst.
Yeah, it'd be neat to see, like, to get the full-blown system through Comcast, you know. Every available thing, you know, indoor, all over, Wi-Fi, you know, HD, all that stuff, all the movie channels. I bet it's $300 a month or more.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it. That's why a lot of people now are just going to these streaming devices and just buying the internet from the provider and then going with, say, like the Roku or Amazon, because it's, or the Apple, it's a lot cheaper.
Yeah, right. So there's the Fire Stick through Amazon, Apple TV, Roku, all of them. Yeah, so I see why people go that way. I really do.
The cable companies are, you know, having you stream with their boxes.
Yeah, they're constantly changing, you know. I mean, they have to. One thing you definitely have to count on them for is internet.
Heck, now you got the option where you can, you know, cast your phone over your TV. If you have a smart TV, you can, like, link them together and have your phone play the movies and all that stuff. If you wanted to go that route.
Yeah, but, you know, it's the same thing with the phones. It's all about data and, you know, even if you have a program that's unlimited, you know, they still cap you at some point and slow your speeds down. I mean, I have that through my cell phone provider, so it's unlimited data, but once you hit a threshold, they slow you down. So these people got it worked out to a science.
Yeah, they pretty much do. And there's no way I can get around it.
Time you got to get going today.
8 o'clock.
You got a little bit to drag your feet. WSHM 738.
Yep, that I do. WRWB 49.
know what would have been good on this bagel? A fried egg with a slice of American cheese.
Yeah, those are good. Like McDonald's, you know, they had one like that. They got the bacon, egg, and cheese bagel.
Yeah, I had them before. Those aren't so good from them, I don't think, but I've had them at Coney Islands before. Not national, just other off-brand ones, and they're pretty good, so. And I made them at home before. So, even an egg fried sandwich is pretty good, you know, and toasted bread. Those are pretty good.
Yeah, roger that. I know you don't like the restaurant, but the that place, Braise, has a really good breakfast sandwich.
I can't do that food over there. I don't know.
Yeah, I like them. I've been going there for years. And, you know, it's pretty good to me. Anyway, but yeah, they got a really good breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, I don't know which one is that. There's two over there that are kind of similar, right? There's one at 12 Mile Road and something or another. The Quinder, maybe? John R.? I don't know. And then there's another one over by 9 or 10 Mile Road. I think the Braise one is the one you're talking about, by 10 Mile or 9 Mile or something.
Yeah, like 10 Mile and the, or no, 9 Mile and the Quinder, I do believe. Yeah, and the other one's over there at Tellway, at East 11 Mile in John R.
Well, I never been to the one at 11 Mile Road, Tellway. I've been to Braise once on the way to work many, many years ago. Got some hamburgers or sliders or whatever they call them. I was burping them things up all day. I won't be back.
All those buildings that look the same, there used to be a chain called White Tower, and they actually tried copying off White Castle, and White Castle sued them, and they won White Castle, so they got to keep the buildings the way they are, but as far as, like, the menu and everything, they had to change their whole menu. It couldn't look identical to White Castle's.
Wonder what that court battle was. Battle of the Rancid Beef?
I don't know, but I looked it up, and it was like sometime during like the 30s or 40s when that happened. Because I was always curious, you know, all these burger joints around here, these slider joints, the buildings all look the same, but the names are different. You know, like over on the west side, like in Livonia, they got, what's that one there, Bates. Then you got Greenies over in Farmington. I've pretty much been to them all. Gino and I, we used to go to Bates after the swap all the time. Back when I was at the Livonia Civic Center, and we load up on those things.
You ever go to that place up there on Woodward? It's like you would never expect a restaurant like that right in the middle of Birmingham. That little hamburger joint that looks like a Travis or a White Castle or something of this nature. The Hunter House.
Yeah, I've been there too. I forgot about that one. right through at 15 and Maple, or 15 and or Maple and Woodward. Yeah, that's another one that was part of the old White Tower chain. Yeah, they got good burgers there.
Yeah, I've been there. I just I don't know, a few months ago, earlier in the year, I think me and Bob went there. We were actually going somewhere else and couldn't get in. It was a big, long wait, so I said, you know what, let's go up there. It's a few miles up the road, and I've been in there maybe three times in the last, I don't know, 5 years or something.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, Gene and I have been there several times.
It's a small joint. If it's busy, you know, it's kind of awkward to sit in there and eat. I'm not a big proponent of sitting in a car and eating, you know, if I go to a restaurant. I mean, I rarely get carryouts, you know. I like sitting down and getting my food hot and eating. It gets a little cramped in that joint. It's pretty small. And they got a parking lot to match.
They do. Yeah, you're right about it being out of place because you got all those high rises. And you guess you're right around the high rise buildings in this little, you know, joint that looks way out of place. Looks dated for the area.
Crazy stuff. I think the food is okay there. I mean, if it came down to it and I was in the area, I don't think I would leave home to target the place in particular. I mean, there are restaurants I do that with, but that would not be one of them. But if I was close and was in the mood for a burger and french fries or a shake or whatever, then, you know, it could be a pick.
Yeah, copy that.
Look at this. I forgot. I left early and my donut shop isn't open yet. I can't tell you which donut shop.
Yeah, well, donut shops, you know, they're real prevalent around here, by me anyway.
I think it's 15 minutes, they crack open the doors, so, oops, forgot.
The one I like is over there by Jean's. It's called Golden Donuts. It's pretty good.
Okay, well, very good. All right, lots of good donuts to choose from. All right, well, I'm going to stop and get gas and try to fill up my tank before I go over to the shop and then get rolling again, so... I think they open in about 14 minutes so I can get gas and go over there and then get on my merry way. So we'll catch you later, Mike. Have a good morning. We'll talk to you later. WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
Okay, we'll catch you later. This is WRWB 489. We'll be standing by. WSBI 432 monitoring.
WSBI. That's what you got on this morning. Fix yourself, break it off.
Is that you, Dave?
The last time I looked.
Yeah, you're kind of breaking up too, that's why I'm asking.
I forgot to raise my damn Venetian blind again. Alright.
Same with me, I just had to open up mine so you can hear me better.
Yeah, I hear you fine, no problem. WSSD 783.
Alright, good enough. Either way, good morning to you.
Morning, right back to you, man. So what's going on? What's that, man?
I had some time in the coffee, getting ready to run out the door here in a minute. It's a little bit sooner than I thought. Yeah, it's almost quarter two, so yeah, I'm about ready to get up out of here.
Yeah, all right. I'm still, I think I second or third, I think I'm second up. Just sitting here, so trying to get it together. But you got a full day on today?
Yeah, I always have a full day. Why? What's going on? You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. I just got in there. Starting kind of early. Oh, I guess you're not starting kind of early today. It's almost 7. You're about right.
I mean, you're out the door at 7 and home at 7, so we'll see.
Yeah, roger that. Well, see what the day brings for me. You know how it is, man. One day runs into the next. So, see what it brings for me. But I was just sitting here, looking at some stuff on the computer, not YouTube, some other stuff. And not porn either. Looking at some stuff off this radio site. Some antique radios and stuff. Not that I'm buying any, I'm just looking at them. Kind of a memory lane kind of thing.
Alright, roger that. From Mr. Thompson there? Anybody heard him from him lately?
From what I gather, he's pretty busy, man, ain't he? He's been here a couple times, but you know how it is, man. You need anything? Yeah, you stopping by? Yeah, if you're there in 45 minutes. All right, I'll see you when you get here. I don't see him the rest of the damn day. You know how it all works, but he says, I got to work it on this roof. I got to run to Home Depot or something. I got to stop. I'll stop in and see you. But I guess he's pretty busy. If he's telling me the truth, he's running around in some white van with a couple of characters, and I guess they're doing their thing.
That's all good, Don. Yeah. If he's busy, he's busy. I mean, he's making money, so that's a good thing.
Well, you know, gotta try to keep it positive with him as much as I can, so. Yeah, he's been by a few times, though, and you know, he refrained from, you know, getting the team all lit up and everything. So, you know, it's a bummer on the team, I guess, because, yeah, I guess he ain't doing it no more. He's in too much trouble. So he hasn't been doing that, but he's been stopping in and grabbing a sandwich and sitting and talking and back to business.
That's correct.
a couple weeks ago now. I got into them pretty hard. I lit them up pretty good, for obvious reasons. So we'll see what happens with all that.
Yeah, it's been a couple times I got into them about it. Not got into them, but, you know, I asked him, I said, why do you do that, man? You know it ain't right. You know you get in trouble for it, but you keep doing it. Why do you do it? If you don't want to be in trouble, then don't do it. You know, stop. You know, something like that. Who knows? But I'll probably be hearing from them today. Again, you need anything? Yeah, if you're stopping in, they'll be there in 45. Yeah, and, you know, down here from the rest of the day. I'm used to it, though. It ain't no big deal.
Yeah, roger that. But the chief there, he gets pretty persuasive with him. So that's the issue. You know what I mean? He always caves into him. So, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, well, it's been like that all this time. But, you know, you can't exactly, you know, what are you going to do or say to change things over? He's already been written, you know, read the riot act from all of us at one time or another. And so, you know, how it goes, though.
Oh, roger that. Same old dance. It is what it is. All right, I'm going to start getting ready here. I'll probably throw my radio in the truck and talk to you on the way in or something. But either way, let me get my shoes on and start getting ready to pack out the door.
Yeah, well, good morning to you, and you're sounding good. And we'll have it on. I'm looking up these radios and, you know, just looking up these radios to get my coffee. So, all right, we'll talk to you in a little bit. WSFZ 793 is listening.
Good enough. Roger that. WSFZ 902. I'm listening.
Today's still there. You're kind of disappearing on me, brother. You ain't falling back asleep, are you?
No, I'm still hanging out here.
Yeah, you're coming through Detroit, Rob. This morning you had a lot of diesel, and now it's just a lot of breakup. But it might be my radio. I don't know. You know how that goes.
Yeah, well, either way, whatever the case may be, it's what it is. I haven't moved anything, so hell with it. Where you at? WSZ 793 for IP,
automatic. All right, Dave, I'm at my destination. I have my radio with me most of the day. I'll hop out every once in a while around noonish or something, and this is still out there. Like I say, I'm still waiting. It's either today or tomorrow. My boat is, my Eagle is shit. I'll be able to stop by. So WSZ 902. And I'm
standing by. Yeah, as long as I'm sitting here, I'll have it on, so, you know, if you get a break or something, go ahead and give it a shot, see what happens. But, all right, we'll talk to you later. Have a good day at work. And, speak on you a little bit. WSZ 793, I'm quiet.
Good enough, Dave. WSMT 902, and I'm listening. WSMT 202, good morning to you, 793.
Morning time, right back to you, 202. What's up?
I just headed up to the hospital, man, get my lungs checked out, you know.
Oh, sorry to hear that, man. How's it? Is everything all right?
Yeah, everything's fantastic, man, for sure.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear then. You know, that hospital sucks, man. Let me tell you, I know from experience. So where you at? You on your way to work?
Good to meet you so far, man, I guess. I don't know.
We both teed up together. I asked, you on your way to work?
No, I'm in Mount Clemens getting ready to go into the hospital, man.
Oh. I thought you already went. I was under the impression that you went and already had that done.
Nope. I'm heading down Harrington right now, heading there.
Alright, well, without going into too much, is this something routine or is there something going on?
Say that again, man. If you say they're routine, yeah, they just want to check up on them, see how they're doing, if that's what you asked.
Alright, that's what I was asking, and you know, is it something routine or is there something happening that, you know. Alright, very good then, you know, if it's routine, then, ain't too much to worry about.
Yep, alright, Dave, man, we're here, man, we'll talk at you later, man, WSU 202, and we're back quiet.
All right, Scott. Well, hope it goes good. Hope everything's all right. Everything checks out okay. And we'll speak on you in a little bit there. Good morning, time. WSZ 793, and I'm quiet.
Dave, go around, man. 202.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, I was kind of getting up in the parking lot, man. Yeah, that they got to stick them needles in me to take them 3D pictures, you know?
did that to me too, I think. But I guess it has to be done. I guess that's what they got to do. But it ain't going to be no stay or nothing. You're just going in and coming out, right?
Yeah, just going and coming out of court at 1 o'clock, man. So, yeah, I think they call it CT scan, if I'm not mistaken.
You know, I don't know. I have no idea. You know, I don't even know that. I thought a CT scan is just, they throw you in a, almost like an MRI. They throw something across it and it just stands you. But I don't know, man. Mumble jumble talk they talked while I was in there, I don't know what the hell they're talking about.
I know they got to stick a needle in my neck to check my thyroid on both sides. It takes pictures of my thyroid or something, 3D x-ray or some shit, and then they got to do it to my lungs, too, is all I know. I guess I'm wrong on what they call it. I don't know, shit.
Yeah, well, whatever you do. Well, I don't know, but I think that handheld in there with you, man, you go clean it up, you know, might kill somebody's heart machine or something. I was in the hospital, 902 comes to visit me, and he had his hand held with him. He told me, he said, I'll leave this with you, man, you can mess around. I told him, I said, nah, man, I ain't keying that up in here, man. I don't know, you know, what'll interfere with and end up killing somebody or something. But I have no idea.
Yeah, I got you, man, for sure. Hey, where's that repeater at out here in Montcalm? Is it in downtown on top of the court building, or where's it at? The reason why I'm asking is because I want to see if I was coming in good, but you're all crispy and crackly, you know?
Yeah, that's just it right there. It's up on top of the courthouse, from what if I remember right.
All right, Dave. I'm sitting here finishing up my cigarette, man. I'm going to walk down in here and see what they're going to do, man.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'll get out later. Check and see if I'm out here. Let me know how it went. You know, put out of it. Anyway, good luck. Hope it all goes okay for you. Talk to you in a little bit. WSIZ 793, I'm quiet.
Oh, I won't be getting no results today, you know. They'll be calling me over the phone in a couple of days.
Well, yeah, that's right. Well, I'm telling you, I think I need a third cup here. I forgot. Yeah, that's right. They don't give it to you right then and there. Because I'm about to hold on to this one. All right, we'll talk to you in a few.
Okay, 202, and we're back out. And also, thank you for the congrats, right?
No problem. Roger, roger.
WSEU 202, Dave, I'm already done, man.
All right, hang on, I'm on the horn.
WSJF-896, Kimo.
Good morning, everybody. This is WSCP 257, going to be mobile and monitoring.
WSU 202, we're waving good morning to you.
My name is Kanister. Good morning, WSCP 257, monitoring.
be 49 and we're standing by.
Yo, Dave, are you around? WRUU 850.
Morning, Sean. Yeah, I'm here. But this is the 793.
All right. Well, that answered my question. I can hear the dieseling.
Yeah, I keep forgetting to raise it. Is that better?
Oh, no, you're fine. I just, like I said, I didn't check it this morning, and I have a hard time hearing it from where I'm at, so thought I'd see if you could tell me if it was working or not, but I can tell it is because I hear the dieseling, so we know it's up and running. It's weird. It'll go days, and it'll stay running, and then some days I have to reset it like 10 times. I can't figure out why.
Yeah, I know, especially in the morning, 4 or 5 or so, if I'm sitting there, I'll turn it on and I'll smack the microphone to see if it's on. And of course, you know, I don't hear it. I ain't going to run no text out to you at 4 or 5 in the morning to trace it down. I figure you'll figure it out. But most of the time, it's in the morning. It's not, usually during the day, it's all right there, okay.
Yeah, okay. Well, no problem. If you notice it's down, I don't mind the text at all. Jack used to text me all the time when it was down, but he hasn't been doing it lately. And it's not a big deal. If I catch it, I'll reboot it. But a lot of times I don't catch it. So I try to chunk it every now and again just to be sure. I did talk to the owner, and there are some plans to maybe drop a new repeater in down there, because it's definitely the repeater. There's something in the controller is locking up, sometimes 10 times a day, sometimes goes 2 days without doing it, so go figure. All right, anyhow, I wanted to say good morning before it's not morning anymore. I think I'm going to get packed up here and start heading to lunch. I'm meeting some guys for lunch. Maybe we'll catch you from the road.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, that's what I just said to me in the morning when I first turn it on. I'll adjust it to see if it's on. And if not, then I swing over to the other one. But most of the times it's in the morning. But, you know, that early in the morning, like I said, I ain't going to buy. If it's like 8, 9 o'clock and it's down, yeah, then I'll pet. But, you know, I just figure I'd wipe out of here at 6 in the morning, you know. But anyway, very good, man. Thanks for calling at me, and good talking to you. Catch you on the road, probably. I'll be monitoring here, so WSZ 793, and
I'm fine, Harry.
All right, cool, Dave. Thanks, thanks for picking me up there and keeping an eye on things. All right, going to get buttoned up here and get on the road. WRUU 850.
You're right. Drinking my coffee, you know how it is.
Shoot, I'd kill for a cup of coffee right now.
What, you getting wore down or what?
Yeah, I'm inside a building, it's freezing too.
Yeah, I know, I couldn't take it a little while ago there. I pulled the fan out of my window and you know what it off. It was sitting there shivering and stuff, so I just kind of pulled it out, closed it down thing. Still cold though, but not as bad as it was.
Oh, I better get used to it, because I remember a few Halloweens it snowed. You know what I mean? So some nice 80-degree days are kind of going to be gone. Shoot.
Yeah, I know. Last year, everything was good up till Halloween. After trick-or-treat night, the next day is when it started snowing and gets cold and everything. It's kind of up until Halloween night. It was all right. I mean, you know, it wasn't cold or anything. It wasn't hot either. But then the next day after trick-or-treat night, man, it started snowing and got all cold and everything. It started kind of quick there.
Yeah, roger that. That's what I'm saying. It's on its way. That's all I can say.
It had to come sooner or later. Can't last forever. Can't say I'm liking it, though. But then again, if it was a 90-something hot, I wouldn't like that either. Fan doesn't do me very much good if it's that hot out there. So you go from one extreme to the next, and I guess that's part of life.
Yeah, roger that. Like I said, I like it like 75 degrees, maybe 80 degrees. A little warmer, you know, your body works better, you know. I like right around 75, you know, and it's good working weather, so you ain't sweat to death. You ain't too hot, you ain't too cold. But we'll see. It's supposed to get a little nicer as time goes by, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, roger that. Did we pass Indian Summer yet?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think so. I think we still got Indian Summer coming, so we might be all right.
Yeah, because usually this cold weather will start setting in, then we'll get one more kick. Not high 90s or anything, or 80s, but 70s and stuff, and then until the time it goes over the house, cold. So
I don't even know when the hell Indian summer is. I guess to show you what I mean, but... Nah, I figured coming up, probably gonna have a little bit of warmer warm spell than the final cold spell there.
My lunch break is about done. I just want to give you a quick holler and say, hey now, I'll get a hold of you around 4 o'clock if you got it on WSXT 902.
Yeah, alright, man. I'm catching a little bit. Sounding good for the repeater as usual. Get yourself, find yourself some coffee. I don't know how you're going to do that, but good luck there. But anyway, all right, we'll talk in a little bit. WSOZ 793, and I'm quiet.
All right, talk to your brother. WSOZ 902, I'm out.
WSEU 202.
Sorry about that earlier, bro. Didn't mean to leave you hanging. I was on the phone and I turned the radio down. I thought I got off the phone. I forgot. So.
That's all right, man. No big deal. You ain't going nowhere, right? Neither am I.
Yeah, it didn't occur to me until a little while ago, about an hour or so ago. I thought, oh, yeah, it was just... No wonder I ain't hearing nobody. I don't have the thing turned off. Then I remembered I told you I'd get back to you after I got off the phone. The conversation got deep on the phone. When I got off, I totally forgot about it. The radio. So, well, what's happening?
Nothing. I'm just sitting here underneath the court building in Mount Clemens, man. I was wondering how this thing was sounding now.
It sounded good. There ain't no noise, no nothing, man. It, you know, it's all quieting. It sounds really good.
Yeah, that when I was at the hospital last time, man, the last test I did was they did a biopsy on my, what do they call them, lymph nodes or something on the side of your neck, right?
Yeah, Roger that.
This time they just put that gel on my neck and took pictures, man. That was all.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I thought, what I was trying to say earlier. I thought that's all they had to do. That's what I thought they did there. I didn't think you'd have to go in and cut open and run a wire, run a tube or whatever the hell, run a camera up there. I thought that's how they did it. They just put some kind of cream on there and then they're able to scan over and see what's happening in there.
Yeah, you know, yeah, they're like the women get when they're pregnant, the patch smear, the same routine. Sorry, I was joking, but when they do they got to go in there and get a biopsy, they got to go in there with that needle and the camera and jab at it and get some particles out of it, you know?
Yeah, that's some scary stuff, man.
Yeah, we're all good now. We're just sitting here in court building just waiting around.
What are you doing over there at court building?
Got another fucking, I didn't get another, but my buddy got a PPO from fucking Paul. Oops, I'm sorry, from Paul.
You mean that stuff's still going on?
Yeah, Eli's and mine got dropped, but they got one more out there. It's for today.
Alright.
ain't gonna say no more about it, man. I ain't dragging that stuff up here.
Yeah, I got you, man. That's all I'm saying to you, man. No big deal.
Actually, it's not, so I'll be back in a minute.
All right, man. 202, we're clear.
Ready to head to Levin and Senior. I'll give you a buzz. I'm over that way.
WSGG 772, Shelby Township, mobile monitoring.
WSBT 754 mobile.
WS FF 330 monitor.
Good afternoon. Hope you're enjoying this marvelous day. This is WRWR 357.
I finally get to see it driving home. So yeah, it's a pretty nice day. Thanks.
WSCC 754, you got a copy? This is WRWB 49. Again, this is WRWB 49 calling WSCT 754. You got a copy out there, Kelly? Negative copy on WSCT 754. This is WRWB 49. We'll be standing by.
Shadow the FFT 902. 973, you got it on? You're out there?
Yeah, come on.
Oh, my brother.
Nothing, man, just hanging out. You getting off of work?
Wow, that was a little while ago. I actually did some yard work out there before the flood started going down. I want to get some stuff taken care of. Just happened to get that done real quick.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, nothing, man. Ain't nothing happening. Just same old BS, you know.
Well, I mean, hey, that's good news, brother. You know what I mean? Same old is better than bad news. I'm just letting you know. I mean, yeah, yeah.
Damn. Had to close my window, man. Get all shivering and stuff, man. Even 60-something, what the hell is it? It's, 58, well, it dropped. Yeah, that's probably why that is.
And I'll ride to bed. It was cold as shit all day at work, dude. Even when I was working up a sweat, I was like, stop, and it got cold. I'm like, damn, dude, we're already there. Not good, not good, not good.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, it's Michigan, like they say, you know, the answer. It's Michigan. Like we talked about earlier, probably warm up again for a little bit, and then that'll be the end of it all.
Oh, wow. Okay. Hey, it is what it is, you know.
So what you got to have for the rest of the evening?
Actually thinking about, I'm in the mood to pick on my two little amps here and kind of kick it up a little bit and kind of putz around. That's what I'm thinking about doing here in a little bit before I just fall out like I normally do.
Yesterday or something. It's pulling its crap again until it warms up. I figured it's going to be one of two things. Either I got a bad output tube, or I got a bad coupling capacitor. It's about old enough to wear the... I don't even know what the hell they use for a capacitor, the coupling in this thing. If it's a paper capacitor, or if it's a paper foil capacitor, more than likely that's the problem. And once it warms up, you know, the cap quits leaking, and the sound comes out okay. Or else it's the tube, but... I ain't got around to screwing with it yet. I got a schematic on it here somewhere on my computer. I want to find it and see what value the coupling capacitor is. I'm probably going to have to change it. I think that might be... It's going to be one of the two things. It's either going to be... I doubt if it's the preamp tube. It's going to be the output tube, or it's going to be the stage coupling capacitor. And I got to find out what value it is.
That's in there, 944. And what amp? The Fender?
Yeah.
Oh. Hold on.
Forgot to raise my damn Venetian blind again. Yeah, and the Fender.
Why? What's it doing? I mean, it sounded good when I played through it. I just played through it like last week or something. It sounded all right to me.
Yeah, well, you remember when we first got it out and fired it up, it sounded rough. It was really, really, it was like really low distortion on it. And then after about, you know, 20 minutes or so of it warming up, it cleaned up. And I did that, I fired it up the other day, and I let it sit there about 5 minutes lit, and then I went to go play, and it was doing it again. So I let it, you know, I left it alone for another 10, 15 minutes, then it cleared up. That's what I was thinking when we first hooked it up, fired it up, and it was doing that. I was thinking it's either, I said either I got a bad output, I got an output tube that's going, or I got a couple of stage coupling capacitors, couples the preamp to the output stage. If it's leaky, it'll screw the tube up too, the tube will turn red.
Now, we just put in a, one of the main 7s in there. I gave you one of mine. I think it was out of the Mesa. I gave you a Mesa 87, I think it was. So it could be the output tube, but I don't know. Them output tubes, it takes a long time to wear them down. So I don't know.
Yeah, no. Well, no. I it's not the preamp tube. Like I said, the tube I'm talking about that might be is the output tube. I got a RCA tube in it from the 50s. And the older the tubes, the better they sound. I got a box full of them, replacement tubes for this thing from the 50s. RCA, all RCA, even though they have different names on them, they're all made by RCA. And they're all, you know, 150% on my dynamic conductance checker, so they all test almost like new. But it's one of the two. I need to put it up here on the table, pull the cage off from around the tube, turn it on, and keep an eye on the output tube to see if the plate starts turning red or not. It's nothing. Like I said, if I leave it on a good 15 minutes or so, it clears up. But for the first 15 minutes or whatever, it's not good for the tube. It'll destroy the output tube.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that old, that amp is less than 5 years old, dude. I would say that RC tube you put in there is probably not that good as you think. And it's probably worn out from the 50s. I popped that out and put the original tube back in there, and I guarantee it'll sound and work like normal. That's my opinion.
Well, one, this thing's more than 5 years old. I bought it brand new in 2009. Two, the Chinese tube that was in it is now in Carol's brother's amplifier. And three, now the tubes are fine. It's just, this one, the tube that's in it's been beaten on all the time I've had it in there. You know, after I did the modifications, I ran it wide. I was running it wide open, you know, beating on it every now and then. It's nothing. I'm not worried about it. Like I said, I don't know if it's old enough to wear it. I should, it could be the coupling capacitor or not. Really shouldn't be, but you don't know. You know, even if it's a quality part, sometimes quality parts, you know, go bad too. It's nothing. Like I said, I just gotta get it up here and drop the chassis out of it and do some checking. There's a break out there.
I'm in there, 944. It might have frustrated. I mean, you might have just turned it off for a minute or something. Anyways, I would take it out and throw that another tube up in there. It's not old enough for them capacity to start going out. That's just my opinion. If it was 30, 40 years old, I'd say, yeah, but it ain't that old.
I know, it's a possibility. I mean, yeah, I explore all possibilities. Plus, the plate voltage, they run the tube at in this amplifier, the plate voltage is a little bit more than, what's the word I'm looking for? If you look the 636 up in the tube manual, RCA tube manual, I think, basic plate voltage is around 250 or something. I think it's running 3.25. I remember I checked it one time, the plate voltage, it's 3.25. So it's running above the average rating, but that shouldn't be enough to really spoil. Like I said, I had beat the hell out of it quite a few times, so back when I was really wheeling it. Well, it ain't no big deal. I get around to it, I'll pull the chassis and see what's happening, drag out my tube tester, and that's something that needs new capacitors. I gotta, if I'm gonna, you know, if it wasn't for me only using the tube tester once in a great while, I have to recap it. The capacitor, that thing's from the 60s, and the capacitors are original, and it's probably in dire need of a recap, but I don't use it enough to warrant opening it up and recapping it. So it sits under the bed. But, like I said, it's something else. What else is news?
I'm just going to go back to it one more time and I'll be done with it, but I'd still say pop that output tube out. The 6L6, right? Pop that out. Drop another 6L6 in and call it a day. Not that expensive anyway. You need to buy a new one.
Alright, man, hang on a sec.
Hey, 944, you still in there? Sorry if we put you off, but try getting you in there. Yeah, no copy on 944, the VSST 902. I'm listening.
Yeah, that was Paige there. I had to answer the Paige there. Yeah, so, just hanging out till bedtime, I guess, and, was looking at some radios and everything earlier, and then got into screwing around. Sideband on the CB was lit up pretty good, channel 36 all the way to 40, man, nothing but DX, man, nothing but skip on sideband, hard-hitting signals, too, man, Texas and, Florida and all of them, man, they were coming in damn near pegging the needle, and so I was sitting there listening to them. If, for anybody out there who's into 10-meter, any of you 10-meter guys out there, if there's skip rolling in hard on the CB sideband, you know, up above channel, up by channel 40, then 10-meter should be wide open. You'd be hearing signals from Germany and all kinds of countries. But I was sitting there listening to them till they finally faded out a little bit, and then just doing my thing now.
Yeah, roger that, Dave. A line of storms that came out the south from all the way down to Mexico. So they were following that, you got that heavy skip coming in clear. There's a line of showers coming up, and it's bouncing off them clouds coming up. So that's good stuff there. I have to turn my... and one you gave me on, and start flipping through that one, see what's going on. So, all right, I'm just chilling out, like I said. I'm just chilling out now.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I definitely need to restring the Epiphone, too. I forgot to throw that in. They're dead. They're practically dying. I wiped them down, but that didn't do no good. So, yeah, she's about to do her strings. I'll get around to it sometime. Usually when, if you find skip running on sideband on the CB, which is channels 36 through 40 and up, then usually 10 meters is open. And, you know, but on the CB skip, most of the skip here is just from other states, you know, down to the south and everything, where you get on 10-meter, you know, you got them coming in from other countries, Germany and Portugal and all the rest of them, Italy. I was gonna pull out one of my radios and fire it up and go up to 10-meter and have a listen, but I just had too much BS. So now I'm just sitting there hanging out.
Roger that. Like I said, line of clouds that just came through here, they brought all that skip up with it. They normally do. So I remember back in the day when we had the Starduster up on the roof, we were always talking to California and Texas and
all that good stuff, so.
Yeah, it was fun back then. Always, that was one of my favorite things to do on the radio was shoot Skip, mainly on sideband. AM was fun, but it's harder to shoot Skip on AM than it is sideband unless you're running 25,000 watts or something, then it ain't so bad. But I used to have a good time on that, doing that. That's one of my favorite things I used to like to do was, you know, but it's, back then though, man, you know, when you had Skip days, Skip would come in so much, so hard from Mexico and everything on the regular AM band that you couldn't even talk to your neighbor. I remember Skip used to get in between me and Harold when Harold lived on the corner. Sometimes that Skip would come in so hard that I couldn't hear Harold, and that's when I just shut it off. But, yeah, it was good old times, though. But like I said, I was sitting here, and I turned it on. I happened to have it on 19. I ain't turned it on in a long time. And I heard a bunch of Skip on 19, and I thought, oh, okay, let me roll up the 36 and throw it on lower side band, and I did. Yeah, they were coming in. I went to 37. They were coming in. 38 coming in. 39. All of them from 36 to 40. That was Skip rolling. So I, you know, that's kind of, you know, I had to keep reaching over and turning out. Well, let me hear what's happening with this guy. This guy. And it was cool, man. And you know, it makes you think about the old days and stuff.
I roger that. Well, even on these CMRS, sometimes we get people out of Wisconsin and, you know, the Ohio rolls in pretty good, but sometimes you hear from other places, too, every once in a while in the morning or at night. So, yeah, it's all good stuff. It does take me back to the day, though.
Yeah, I forgot who I was talking to, I think yesterday or something. We were talking about that, and it occurred to me, I remember when I talked to a guy out of New York on here. I forgot all about that till we got to talking about the conditions and stuff. And I remembered. I had a guy, I don't know, he was just outside the Bronx or something. I can't remember really. But I remember he was in New York. I was really kind of surprised. You know, Ohio and stuff, okay, you know, that's one thing. But, I remember it was only one time only, I talked to somebody out of New York, and I just happened to remember when we were talking about it. But, all right, man, I'm going to get that quiet here, let somebody else get in there if they want or whatever the case, instead of tying it up, and I'll be hanging out, man, if you want to get to the app after you get yourself together there, Roger.
Roger that, Dave. Like I said, I'm probably just going to go make a cup of coffee right this minute. I'm just watching the news about the tailgaters of the Lions and the Buccaneers. I guess it's going to be at Ford Field right now. So the game should be kicking off here in a minute. And that, and give me some food. And yeah, but I do remember you talking about that guy from New York, so that's all good stuff. I'll put it on you in a little bit. WFFT 902, and I'm going to be listening.
WSHR 566 on the air monitoring.
Yeah, all right. Very good. Hello, Kevin. Got you in there. Yeah, I'm just going to do the same. I really could go for a cup of coffee, but I'm kind of afraid to a little bit. I think maybe that may be one of my problems when I have trouble sleeping. I'm not positive, but I think it's on the nights when I drink coffee during the night, so I'm kind of experimenting here. I'm not going to mess around with a cup of coffee this late at night and could end up not getting any sleep again. Nothing more frustrating than not being able to sleep. All right, Frank, very good, my friend. You have yourself a good evening there. We don't talk later. Like I said, I'll be hanging out for a bit, so I'll put it out there when I go to bed, and in case you're out there. So we'll talk to you in a little bit. WSFZ 793, and I'm quiet there. Go ahead, Kev.
How you doing, Dave?
Yeah, I'm doing all right, man. A little chilly, but trying to survive here. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I just got home from work. I heard you were 902 out there, so I thought I'd say hello to you.
Yeah, Roger, that. Frank, you want to say hello to Cuz? All right, I wanted to be sure. I didn't want to key up and then have him key up, say hello to you while I'm keyed up. You know how that stuff works. How's Tanya doing?
Oh, she's doing that Maya model, that remote control thing. I gave it to my son-in-law yesterday, and I brought it over there, and he started going through it, and he says, I'm going to need it for about a week or so. He says, I got to go through it, and he already started taking stuff apart, and he already found some mistakes that, not so much with the motor, but pieces that I guess I put in wrong or whatever, and I got to get a order a couple pieces, I guess, that are not right or something I got to get to replace. So hopefully he'll get the thing done for me.
Yeah, all right. Well, the pieces that you're talking about that are need to be replaced, whatever, is that all tied to your shipping problem?
Nothing to do with that. He said there's he's puzzled with that. He said the same to you, that there's something in there that's not clicking in. Something is binding up in there, and he's got to find out where it's binding up, and because he said he might have to take it apart more than what I did, but he's got the book there. But no, what I was talking about while I was there, he was with the bumper, he was taking the bumper off, and I guess he rebuilt it for why I don't know, but he started rebuilding the front bumper, and he found a piece there that was out of place, and he needed those two pieces. I had the wrong pieces there, and then the pump on top of the front end of the ATV, that water pump, that fell apart. He took it off and it fell apart, and he rebuilt that. So he's been playing with it, and he said, like I said, he said he might be able to have it done for me by the end of the week.
Yeah, all right. Well, good. Good, then. You know, somebody's going to take care of it. You know what I'm saying? It's good, man. It'll be all fixed and running. It doesn't matter if you did it, if you repaired it, or he repairs it, or who repairs it. As long as it gets it, you know, just be happy that it's going to be working. You still owe me a video of it moving around. I want to see it in action, but now it's even nice, it's even better now. You can send me a video of it in low and high end. If the gears and everything inside that gearbox is plastic, yeah, that could be anything. There could be burrs on the gears. You know, that would be my guess. It probably, you know, plastic burrs on the gears keeping them from engaging fully. It could be anything. You know, like I said, here I'm guessing and everything. I don't have it in front of me. I have no idea what the hell it even looks like. The gearbox, much less the gears inside it. But, cool, man. If he's going to straighten it out for you, that'll be great.
Yeah, copy that. As soon as I get it back and it is running in good running conditions and I get the lights put on it and stuff, I'll send you some video of it. I promise.
Yeah, all right. I'm just messing with you, man. I said you owe me a video. No, if you do, man, I'd like to see it. I'd like to see a video of it. It going. I'd like to see a video of it in both speed ranges, if possible. Maybe climbing in low gear, climbing over something, or chasing the dog down the street or something. You know what I mean? Apparently, your son-in-law, he knows what he's doing. He already found issues with it that need to be addressed. It has nothing to do with the gearbox, so that pretty much says that he's more than likely he's going to go through the whole thing, man, and do it up real nice there, okay?
Yeah, copy that. Who knows? He might take the whole thing apart and start it from the beginning, and I don't know what he's going to do, but he told me just to leave it with him. So he worked today from home, so he texted me this afternoon and asked me a couple things, so he's probably been knowing him. He's probably tinkering with it. He likes doing that stuff, so.
Yeah, see, that's another good plus, too. Besides being smart on that stuff, he likes to tinker. And like you said, you brought it to him already. He's got it. He's into it, and he's finding things, you know, that's good. That's good. Instead of, like, 3 months down the road, you ask him, hey, did you look at my model yet? No. I got, you know, the kids have the flu, and life's a hassle. So that's pretty good, then. So, all right, man, well, let me go on and, you talked to Sherman?
The last time I talked to him, well, of course, I haven't talked to him on the radio too much because the links haven't been open, but I texted him yesterday, and I talked to him, I think Saturday and Friday, I talked to him on the phone. I'll probably talk to him tonight. I'll call him, and I'll tell him that I talked to you, and I'll tell him that you said hi.
Yeah, all right, I appreciate that you do. I haven't talked to him in a while, man. I thought about calling him, but I don't know, man. I keep telling myself to text Sheboygan Bob, man. I haven't heard him out here, even when the links were connected. I haven't heard him, and I was going to text him, see if he's all right, and then Jack told me he talked to him. So, but still, I should shoot him a little something. You know, let him know that we're thinking about him. Because even when the links were hooked up there the last time, usually he's out here, you know that. I mean, you know, whenever the links are hooked up, he's always, you know, you or I or somebody keys up, he's got to pop out there and say hello, and I didn't hear him. But anyway, Kev, all right, very good. I'm going to go back and get quiet and just let everybody else get in here, whoever wants to get in here, so... Here, that's even possible. But good talking to you, my friend. I don't talk to you later. You and Tanya have a good night, and we'll talk to you on the rebound there, okay?
Yeah, copy that, Dave. Have a good night. Yeah, I'm just waiting for my pizza to get here. I'm going to eat something and probably watch the Lions a little bit. So, yeah, if I don't talk to you tonight, probably talk to you tomorrow. I'll have the radio on. WSHR 566.
Yeah, very good, my friend. Good evening, Tandy, and have yourself a good evening. Enjoy your pizza. WSFZ 793, and I'm listening.
WSAL 946, listening.
Oh, you speak of the devil. I was just getting ready to reach over and grab my mic and see if you were around there.
Now here's somewhat.
Yeah, Roger that. So what's happening?
Clean up in aisle 5.
Just winding down here a little bit. I finished up my, I did my YouTube video stuff a little early, but, you know, I don't know. Been sleeping a lot. What's happening with you?
Nothing. Same old, same old.
looking into YouTube. That's what I'm watching here. I'm watching these tether cars. I don't know if you know what they are, but watching these tether car runs here.
Tether cars? Tether?
Yeah, they're tether, T-H-E-R, tether. It's like a round track, and the car is hooked to a wire that goes across the track to a center pole, and it tethers on, it goes around the track. High speeds, man, some of these things coming close to 200 miles an hour.
Really? How big are these? These cars
from the 50s and stuff like that, but they had these championships, and it travels in a circle. The track is a circle, and there's a wire that runs from, like a steel wire, small little thin steel wire runs from the center out. Car travels along the outside edge of the circle, and this motor gets wound up, man. You can't even see the car no more going around the circle. But they get up to speed, man. They get a hell of a speed going.
I just punched that in on YouTube. This one says average speed of over 215 miles per hour. Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff. I had when I was a kid, I was into the model airplanes and cars and stuff there. I had a couple of other cars, but not like these. These were the ones I had, just had the little, Tuskers 049 engines in them, little dinky motors. These are, these are a little bit bigger. They're usually used in radio-controlled airplanes and stuff. Yeah, if you ever watch one of the videos, check one of them out, man. Once the car gets rolling, you can't even see it going by anymore. All you hear is just the noise from the motor there.
Hey, copy that. What's been happening? I ain't heard you out here in a day or two. Me either. I just kind of turn it on and turn it off. Just hanging out myself.
Well, it's about the same here. Turn it on. Throw my numbers out there. Nobody's saying nothing. And either I'll turn it down all the way because I'm watching videos or I'm on the phone or something, or I'll turn it all the way off, but when I turn it down, I'll forget to turn it back up. But usually if I get out here and there's nobody out here, nothing happening, then I just shut it off, go about my business.
Yeah, copy that. I don't know what I'm going to do here. Might order a pizza. I don't know.
Yeah, roger that. That's with 566. I just got done talking to 566. I think it's him. I think he's the one that said he'd order a pizza, but yeah. Ordered me a sub yesterday from my place, and I don't know what happened, man. It was god-awful. I was really disappointed, man. It really sucked. In fact, I didn't even finish it. I ate maybe about three quarters of one half of it, and I just tossed the rest. I couldn't eat it, man. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, copy that. What game? I was going to tell you something. I forgot. I'll think of it.
Yeah, I know what you're going to tell me. You found that Grundig radio, you got it all nice and packed up and ready for me, right?
Well, no, I don't. I know what it was. I was on Facebook last night, checking out your page, Damn, you got a lot of photos on there.
Yeah, I kind of noticed that too a while ago, a long time ago. I noticed, I was like, geez, I don't remember posting all of these photos, but I guess I did. But, yeah, I have quite a few of them on there. I don't know, I guess I was post happy or something.
Yeah, like I told you, I'm under an assumed name. So I don't need anybody finding me. It's basically what it comes down to.
Yeah, I hear that. I hear what you're saying there. How you been feeling?
Well, same old, same old. Oversleep a lot, Dave. You know, I don't know what the problem is. I gotta get in and see some doctors here pretty quick. Like,
yeah, Roger. Yeah, there's a lot of times I wish I could oversleep. My problem is I don't get enough. I was just talking to 902 a little while ago. He said he's going to get himself a cup of coffee and relax and watch a movie. And I told him, I said, man, I could go for a cup of coffee right now too, but I'm wondering maybe that's my problem. Maybe if I'm drinking coffee too late, might be one of the reasons why I have trouble sleeping. So today, you know, I'm just fighting the urge. I'm just staying away from the Coke and coffee and everything, and hopefully that straightens me out there, Roger.
As far as the Coke goes, you know, it's too damn expensive. You gotta stay away from that stuff. It'll keep you up for days. Just kidding.
What, you talking about the powder or the drink?
I was talking about the powder. I know people that, you know, that they're in their 50s and still messing around with that shit. And it's just it ain't good. It's not good.
Yeah, I know. Back in the 90s or so, I had a bad habit of that. I had a bad habit for it. And then, I just gave it up, man. I just told myself, you know, you don't do something about this, you know, you're not going to be around very much longer. Plus, it got too expensive and stuff like that, so I just quit it, I don't know, 94, somewhere in there, hell, I don't remember. But, as for the Coke, the drink, that too, man, that's expensive. Man, shit, $3 a bottle. Sorry about that. $3 a bottle for a 16-ounce bottle.
Yeah, everything's crazy. Everything's up, you know. I went past Speedway. Gas was down under, you know, it was like $2.80 a gallon. I went past Speedway today. It was back up to like $3.29. I said, what the fuck? What is going on here?
Yeah, well, it's been fluctuating, but it's down at least, you know, goes up a little bit, goes back down, but at least it ain't up there $5 a gallon and stuff like it used to be.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm going to, my insurance is just too damn high right now. You know, I don't drive anywhere, per se, and, they're charging me, you know, I gotta check with them, see what they can, you know, if I'm only driving 50 miles a week, a couple hundred miles a month, then they should be able to cut me some kind of a deal.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it works that way. I could be wrong. It doesn't matter. How the hell do they know you're driving 50 miles a week and stuff? They got no way. Unless they come on and keep checking the black box or something, but I don't think it matters, you know. 50 miles a week or 50 miles an hour,
I don't think it matters to them, you know, the price is the price.
I'm about to buy myself a damn moped and give the car up completely.
Hell yeah, man, 150 miles to the gallon. You only do about 30 miles an hour, but hey, 30 miles an hour, it's easier to jump off at the sign of trouble than it is at 130.
I'll tell you what, the disc, that would serve me right. I mean, I don't go far. I could do a couple times a week, get to the stores, and yeah, that's just good. I'd probably kill myself, but yeah, it'd be good.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, 10 years old, 12 years old, somewhere in there, my first motorbike, my first moped. And you talk about the freedom, the feeling of freedom. You know, I don't know if you ever, do you know what a Solex is? You remember the Solex mopeds?
Well, yes, I do. I grew up in Southfield, and there was a pretty big Jewish community, and all the Jewish guys had Solexes, so we used to, excuse the term, but we used to call them kite bikes. I'm sorry, but that's what we call them.
Yeah, Roger. I remember back then, because I knew how to fix small engines even back then at that age, and I had friends who got Solexes, and I used to envy the hell out of them, you know, no pedaling, just cruise, man. No, I tried hard to find one. I finally found one at a yard sale that didn't run. I remember I got it real cheap, too, I think $20, if I remember right. Sold a lawnmower and bought it. And I think it was the flywheel key. I think the flywheel key was on it or something. Anyway, I put a new flywheel key in it. I got that thing to run. Man, let me tell you, freedom, baby. Get on it, you know, pedal, pop the engine down, open up the throttle, and just go cruising all over the place. Nice and quiet, and, you know, no pedaling, go anywhere. That was freedom. I think that was about the most time I ever felt free on a bike was at Solex.
Well done. Yeah, they were pretty nice. I never had one. I never had my hands on one. They did have quite a bit of sheet metal around. I don't know what the structure underneath was, how strong they were. But I always wanted one for sure.
Yeah, the only thing that sucked about them probably was most of the mopeds. I had other mopeds after that, but what sucked about them is pedaling them. Pedal your ass off and do about 5 miles an hour.
Yeah, pedal your ass off, drop that motor, and fire that sucker up. I've ridden them, but I never owned one.
Yeah, number two is, if I filled the tank up, I go a long time. I used to go a long time before having to put gas in it. And I rode it a lot. I mean, I spent more time on that bike than I did anything else, man, just cruising around, and it was great. And it was legal, too. You didn't have to have a license or anything like that. You know, it was street legal, and, you know, like I said, you know, nice and quiet. There was times as I got, times went on, there was times when I'd take the muffler off and wanted it loud and, you know, things like that. And, you know, back then, you know, you thought it was cool if you pulled the muffler off and ran it with an open pipe or with the pipe open and stuff, you know. It didn't really do much in the way of power increase, but it sure as hell was loud.
Yeah, come on, break.
All right, man. Well, I'm going to get back to my tether car video here. Ralph, I'll have it out for a little bit. I'll let you know if I go when I go to bed or something if you're still out here. So, anyway, you sounded good. Good to hear from you, man. Glad you're all right. And we'll talk to you in a little bit there. Roger.
Roger that, Dave. Always good talking to you. Always, always good. Yeah, I'm gonna be sitting back here listening to my show. I'm gonna go back to YouTube. Anyway, WSAL 946 for ID, and I'm gonna go clear up yours, Dave.
Yeah, right. I'm just suggesting if you can check out one of them tether car runs, man. You'd be amazed. If you've never seen it before, it's pretty impressive, but other than that, you know, whatever the case may be. All right, we'll talk to you a little bit, my friend. WSOZ 793, and I'm quiet.
WSAL 946 monitoring the frequency.
WSBI 847. WIUG 38, copy.
Good evening, Jack. 488. WSZ 793.
Man, must have been a Jack drive-by.
Yeah, I just thought of that, not that, but I was thinking, oh, a little late. But I wanted to, you know, he was calling for somebody. I didn't want to just jump right in and, you know, I figured I'd wait. Because usually you'll sign off if he doesn't make a contact. And that's usually what I wait for. I wait for him to sign off and then get in there, man. What's happening?
Oh, just watching the Lions. We're at the 2 minute. They've got the game in the bag. But I'll tell you what, it was exciting. You know, they were in control the whole time, but yeah, you never were quite sure.
Yeah, Roger that. I tried to, after we talked earlier today, a little while later, I tried to give you a shot. I got a question, man. It might be stupid, but it occurred to me. that I wonder, even on the days when Detroit is like super noisy, when the Detroit repeater is super noisy, that female repeater ID comes across, and there ain't no noise on her stuff.
Right, because that's generated by the controller and injected right into the transmitter. And that diesel sound is mixing in the receiver. So when you hear the female voice, that's bypassing the receiver completely.
Yeah, it wasn't a question that was always on my mind or anything. It just occurred to me today that we were talking about that, how it was noisy. It didn't seem very noisy today. But then I got to thinking, I thought, wait a minute, you know, well, not wait a minute, but, like, you know, even on its noisiest days, she comes in clean. It's just, you know.
Yep, she's always going to be clean. Like I said, there's something getting in the receiver. Something down there, it's something digital. I don't know what. And, if I could get some time down there with some test equipment, we could probably figure it out. I don't know if we could do anything about it, but we could probably figure it out. But there's some talk about a swapping out the receiver, putting something different in down there. And that could solve it right there. So the owner of this Detroit is a very, very busy guy. He's got almost no time at all for this. So if he does get some time to do it, I'll just stay available and give him a hand. Try to get something done up and replace it. That might be the best shot. Kill two birds with one stone. The reset problems for sure. And cross fingers, maybe the noise as well.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, like I said, me personally, this isn't personally me. It don't bother me none any. The noise, you know, as long as I can understand what the person's saying and stuff, it doesn't really bother me. I notice that, like I said before, some days it's quiet, some days it's a little noisy, and some days it's very noisy, but it doesn't, I mean, yeah, it'd be nice if it was, you know, if it wasn't noisy, but it doesn't bother me none any. You know, as long as I'm being heard and I can hear who I'm listening to, then, you know, that's the way it works with me at least. But, all right, very good, Sean. We'll let you get back to your game. I just, I fell out in the chair here, man. I was sitting there listening in, and I don't know, probably about an hour and a half ago, I dozed off and just opened my eyes up here and was like, wow, man, I got some kind of nap out of the deal. But anywho, man, good talking to you. You sound good. Sounding really good. And I want to get back to your game, my friend. I guess I'm going to sit here and monitor a little bit and ponder whether I should finish off my nap or not there. Anyway, we'll talk to you in a little bit. WSZ 793, and I'm quiet.
All right, Dave, yeah. The game just ended. Lions won 24-9, so yeehaw. They're rolling along and looking good. A little concerned about their secondary and their receivers, you know, receive coverage, but other than that, look pretty powerful everywhere else. All right, get back to it. Got about a half hour before I like to be in bed, so got a few things I want to... Got cat videos to watch before then. WRUU 850. Later.
Roger, roger. Later.
WSFT 902. 793, still there.
Yeah, I kind of half expected you to pop in there. I figured you'd still be probably monitoring. What's up?
I'm just surprised that you jumped on here this late. Obviously, I overheard you say you kind of took a little cat nap, but It's all good. So, no, I'm just sitting here listening to my YouTube and doing my thing here, kind of chilling. You know, getting ready to try to get to sleep here in a little bit. I was hoping to be falling off by now, but it didn't happen. But, yeah, then I heard you kind of get up there with Sean. I'm like, ah, better jump in here and say hello, hello.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, I was watching tether car videos on YouTube. I don't know if you know what the tether cars are, but it's old stuff. But I was watching and I dozed off and I opened my eyes. I was like, wow. So, and I heard Sean pop out there. I mean, I heard Jack pop out there and went to wave my hand, but apparently I missed him. And then Sean got in there and talked for him, and like you heard, and then, yeah, I'm kind of probably going to monitor just for a little bit more and go try and see if I can pull off the rest of the night sleeping there, okay?
Yeah, no, Roger that. Like I said, that's usually what I do, too. I get into a YouTube video and kind of try to concentrate on it, and then usually if I concentrate hard enough, it's I'm listening to it, and all of a sudden, bam, I just fall asleep. So I do the same thing. Don't ask me why. It's just lately I've been doing a lot of that. So yeah, but good enough there, buddy. Get back to what you got going on. It's getting to be, it's past 10 bells now, so I'm getting around that time frame. So WFFT 902, and I'll get a hold of you in the morning. Hopefully I get a hold of you in the morning. But I'll talk to you when I talk to you, buddy.
Yeah, you're Frank. Very good, man. All right, well, you have yourself a good night, man. Get yourself some sleep. Let's see if I'm out here in the morning. I don't know what time, but I'm hoping maybe I think I'd be able to sleep tonight. Feels like I'll be able to. I hope so. And we'll see how it goes from there. Anyway, sounding good through the repeater as usual, and have yourself a good night. WSOZ 793, I'm quiet.
Yeah, Roger that, Dave. Yeah, have yourself a good night. WSOZ 902, and I think I'm going to be clear.
Roger, Roger.